Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Welcome to the Transformational Soul Show with your host, Ruth Saltman.
Are you ready to experience more stability in your life?
You can change your life and be who you are meant to be, your authentic self.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Transformational Soul. My name is Ruth Saltman, and I am really grateful that you are joining me here tonight. We are streaming live on Facebook, YouTube, Rumble, and X. Thank you so much for joining me live. Thank you so much if you watch the replay. I am just very, very grateful for you tuning in. And please hit the like or the thumbs up button, and please share my show information. I greatly appreciate that. If you know someone who you think might enjoy it or might benefit from it, please share it with them. And please say hello if you're out there watching, because I would love to hear from you. Hello, Robert and Richard. Nice to see you here tonight. I'm so happy you could join me. I invite you all to check out my website, ruthsaltman.com. That's R-U-T-H, S as in Sam, O-L, T as in Tom, M as in Mary, A, N as in Nancy.com. And when you go to my website, you can find out a whole bunch of information about my services, about my oracle cards, and my books. So go and check that out. And I'm still in the process of updating it a bit. I have made a couple of changes, added a few things here and there, and I'm still working on that. It's a work in progress, but it is still up, active, and live. And if you haven't already, please join us on Telegram. Goldilocks Productions Group has a Telegram. We have a group on Telegram. There's so much amazing information that is shared on there, and it's a really great way for us to communicate with each other all the time. It's wonderful. And also, remember that Goldilocks Productions has an online store where you can purchase some really, really awesome merchandise. So check that out. And also, see if I have them. I have them here somewhere. Goldilocks Productions Oracle Cards. Energize. These cards are so beautiful and so amazing. And you can click the link and order directly, have it shipped right to you. So it's really amazing. And each of these cards have a different message from one of our show hosts. I think we each did like 7 cards. and they have beautiful symbols on them, sacred geometry, and you know, you can use them at home and pick a card every day for yourself and let that be your message or mantra for the day, however you want to do it, but they're amazing cards. And Tiffany did a fantastic job putting it all together for us. I also want to thank all of you that show your support for my show by liking and sharing my posts and show information. I am very grateful for that. Very grateful. And I want to wish a happy birthday to Wendy, Heidi, and everyone else that's celebrating a birthday this week. Wendy and Heidi happen to be celebrating today. So happy birthday, ladies. And to everyone else who is celebrating. And let's send out some love, light, and healing energy to all who are in need. Let's remember especially Robin McGuire and her son. They're both still in the recovery stage from surgery. Carol and Carrie's daughter, Carrie. Veronica, Holly, and Judy and Jackson. They've been feeling a little bit under the weather and, you know, a little stuffed up, you know, and stuff. So let's send them some wonderful, amazing healing energy. If you would like to give a tip or donation, you can do that via my Venmo, a Rumble Rant on Rumble, or a Super Chat or Super Sticker on YouTube. Hello, Joyce. So nice to see you here. I'm glad you could join us. Your tips and donations are very much appreciated, and it does help to cover the cost of the show, which is amazing. Now, this month for February, we only have one spiritual message circle, and that is going to be on February 17th. And that is going to be a week from this Saturday. And it's at 8 p.m. I hope you can come and join us. We always have an amazing, amazing time. That show is just so much fun. And if you're not familiar with it, we have, you know, a panel of the show hosts on there. And for a donation of $20 or more, you get a message from each one of us. So it's always a really great time. And, you know, if you've not checked it out before and you just want to, you know, watch, you will still receive. You will hear something during that show that's going to deeply resonate with you. And that will be a message for you. So I really, really encourage you to join us. So how's everybody doing out there? It's been kind of a crazy week for me. Very, very, very busy. I hope everyone's continuing their self-care. It's February. It's, you know, it's crazy. February already. And we need to make sure that we are giving our bodies what they need, what it needs. Enough sleep, enough water, enough fresh air, you know, some time out in nature. It's so wonderful, the energy that you feel just when you're outdoors. You get the warmth from the sun. I mean, you can smell, depending on where you live, of course, you know, can't do this in the snow, but you can smell the flowers. You can, like here, the trees are still green. The grass is half and half. It depends. But everything is still, not everything, but a lot of it is still, you know, alive and in full bloom. It doesn't go dormant in the winter. It's one thing I love about where I live. It's the one thing that I didn't like when I lived like in Michigan, because, you know, the trees lose all their leaves. Everything just looks like it's dead. And then spring comes, which is my favorite season, and everything is rejuvenated and comes back to life, and it's just amazing. Spring has always been my favorite season. And I think that's why it's all about the rebirth and the reconnecting, and it's just beautiful. So before the show, I pulled a card for the group. I am going to do individual messages in a little bit, but the card I pulled for the group is freedom. Freedom. And what does freedom mean to you? Because it, you know, it's something different for everyone. For some people, it means being able to do whatever you want. I hear this from my 7-year-old granddaughter all the time. You know, I can't wait till I can grow up and I can do whatever I want. And, you know, you can, but there's always going to be consequences to what you do. You don't have to follow the speed limit signs, but if you get pulled over, you're going to get that consequence of getting a ticket. You know, kids, they just see adults being able to do whatever they want all the time. And it's not necessarily quite like that. They don't yet realize that there's always consequences for your actions. Now, for some people, it can mean not being locked up in a jail or a prison. That's what freedom means to them. But that isn't just a physical place now, is it? I keep, you know, this has been going through my mind a lot today, through my head. This meme that I used to see a lot. And it was a horse, and the horse had a rope tied around its neck. And the other end of the rope was tied to like one of those real flimsy plastic chairs. Well, the horse just thought that it couldn't move or go anywhere, so it never did. And sometimes, you know, we put ourselves into an emotional prison and we don't even realize it. We can put ourselves in a state of emotional confinement with our thoughts, our worries, our doubts, and our fears. We can paralyze ourselves with the what ifs, worrying about what's to come, focusing on what we no longer have. These thoughts keep us stuck and unable to move forward. Just like that horse who thought he was stuck there, you know, and didn't realize because he didn't see the big picture. He didn't see everything. He just saw that rope and the chair. You know, we can continue to live in our heads in the place where we were, in the place where we were in a toxic relationship or unfortunate circumstances. Sometimes we relive that stuff over and over in our mind, don't we? We can continue to stay in that mindset of victim, of lack, of the poor me attitude, or we can heal from those relationships and situations. When we release the energy of lack, victimization, then we make room for the energy of abundance and self-empowerment. Self-empowerment. It's okay to look back and remember where you used to be. It's okay to remember how far you have come. Just don't stay in that place. Don't stay in those memories. Have a good night, Richard. Thank you for stopping by. Stay here in this moment. That's where we need to be living from, this moment. The past has already happened. It's done and gone. The future, it hasn't happened yet. But if all we do is live our lives in the future, we're going to be very stressed out. And if we live just in the past, which I've known a lot of people throughout my life that did that, they just, you know, lived and would just go over and over and over those memories. And they weren't like, it wasn't like bad situations. It was like good stuff. But they were so lost in the past that they didn't enjoy the present. And you miss a lot when you are not present. Acknowledge everything that you have. Be grateful. Be grateful. And show your gratitude. Show your gratitude for everything that you have and everything that's coming for you. Refocus your thoughts on those things that are truly important. And you know what they are. You know what's truly important to you. Or hopefully you do. Sometimes we can get a little bit off track of what's really important to us. And sometimes we can just let, you know, life lead us astray a little bit. But hopefully you get back on the right path to what is really, really important for you. Are you exactly where you want to be in your life? Exactly where you are right now. Is that exactly where you want to be? Or do you want more? It's not selfish or greedy to want more for yourself. It is more than okay to have abundance in our lives. It's more than okay. Hi, Sarah. So nice you could be here. It's more than okay to have abundance in our lives. For so long, many of us have believed it was wrong or it was a sin to want things, especially money. But that isn't so. We were meant to flourish and be the best version of ourselves. We are constantly changing. We're constantly growing, evolving, expanding. And, you know, that's great because we're meant to. Can you imagine if we were exactly the same person that we were, let's say, 10 years ago? That we hadn't broadened our horizons at all, that we, you know, hadn't figured out more of what we believe, if we were still in that same exact energy and had never, you know, advanced ourselves or grown or expanded anything, that would be very sad, very sad. And, you know, a lot of people I have heard say, you know, that money is the root of all evil. Money does not turn you into an evil person. If you won $1 million tonight, you're not going to wake up an evil person tomorrow. Money just illuminates the person that you were before you had it. If you were a kind, compassionate, giving person before, you will be a kind, compassionate, giving person after, only on a larger scale. Because if you're normally, you know, a giving person, then you're going to be giving more and helping more and doing more. And, you know, that windfall that you got is going to help enable you to do that on a grander scale. Now, if you're the opposite, well, you know, those things will be overemphasized as well. But money isn't evil. It's an energy exchange between people. You know, we have a lot of freedom, freedom of choice, and we are free to choose where we live, what we drive, what we eat, and that comes with a financial burden much of the time for a lot of people. We have a choice of healthy food options, but many people cannot afford their unhealthy price tags. The unhealthy foods are usually quite affordable, though. Isn't that funny? We have to thoroughly read food labels. Thoroughly, because they sneak stuff in there that we don't want to eat. If you live in a place where you can grow your own food organically, good for you. That is so awesome and amazing. If you don't, be mindful of what you are buying and putting into your body. Read everything. And I'm going to tell you, if you haven't started reading your food labels, when you do, be prepared. You're going to be very sad because, you know, a lot of the ingredients you don't even recognize. You have to look them up because you don't even know what they are. And it's really sad to me when you think of how many people there are that are consuming all of this stuff. It's just really, really mind-blowing. And a lot of people don't know. They don't know all the stuff that is in our food. The most important thing is to listen to your body because it will tell you what it needs. Trust it. This is where your intuition comes in. Trusting what you feel, what you hear, what you see. You just have to let go of your mind and follow your intuition. A lot of times, if you're really in tune with your body, you know when something isn't quite right. Maybe you wake up congested one day. You intuitively know, if you're in touch with your body, if that's something to be concerned about or if it's something minor. And then, you know, the more that we trust, the more that we listen to our gut, the more in tune that we're going to be with our body. You can ask your body what it wants. Like mine wants some water right now. But you can ask your body what it wants. It will communicate with you. And you might not hear it say, oh, I want a carrot. But maybe you'll have some cravings for carrots or for salad or, you know, for some kind of fresh vegetable that your body is needing. And if you can't get what you need through your food, through your diet, all the foods you intake, then look into supplements. There's another rabbit hole there because you really have to watch what is in those as well. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of times Like, I had a really hard time finding some aloe. I wanted aloe. And every one that I looked up, this was a while ago, but every one I looked up, it would have like so a ton of other ingredients in it. That's not what I want. So it took me a long time to find exactly what I wanted. But usually, if you keep looking and keep looking, you will eventually find what you want. A lot of different things, supplements, different oils, a lot of things have added ingredients that you may or may not be aware of and you may or may not want. So always check those labels. Always. It's very important. Hello, Elizabeth. Elizabeth says, hello, Ruth. I have been neglecting myself, serving others way too long, and it's all finally exploded. I feel free that I'm going to focus on myself. I miss you and love you too. Well, good for you. Good for you. See, and that's going to happen, right? That is going to happen. When you focus too much on other people and you're not taking care of yourself and giving yourself what you need, it's all going to explode or implode. So good for you. I'm glad you feel free. I'm glad you're focusing on yourself. That is so awesome. Yay. That is so wonderful. I'm so happy to hear that. But that's true. That's how it happens. You know, we just give and give and give and give and give, and we don't give ourselves. And then we deplete ourselves, and then we can start having those feelings of resentment or anger until you just can't take anymore. And then sometimes it could just be something really little and there it goes. And then it all comes out. So Elizabeth said, can't believe I tuned in exactly when you were talking about that. That is so awesome. See? Divine timing, Elizabeth. Divine timing. Hello, Jan. Nice to see you here. Nice to see you here, Jan. Yes, taking care of ourselves is very important. And, you know, that's something, and I know I've talked about this before, but I was never taught that, you know, growing up and stuff. You know, as always, you put other people first and, you know, you put yourself last. That's what a good girl would do, you know, a good Catholic girl or whatever. And that's how I was raised. And then, you know, you get to a point in your life where you just give and give and give and give and give. And you have nothing left to give because you haven't been replenishing it. You haven't been taking care of yourself. And then, you know, that's when you might become ill or depressed or, you know, there's a whole myriad of ways it can affect you. But it will affect you. And it does take a toll on you physically because, you know, you're not getting the rest you need. You're not getting the food that you need. You're not doing enough things for yourself. So it's really important, you know, now that we know these things, it's really important that we have that me time, that we take that time. Jan said, took first sick day in over 18 months on Monday. Yay, good for you. Well, not good for you if you were sick, but good for you for taking a day off. Joyce says, toilet paper, tissues, napkins, paper towels, etc. are treated with bleach and formaldehyde. Just found that out. Well, I did not know that. I know that there are, I'm going to have to look into this now. I'm glad you mentioned that, Joyce. I did not know that. Elizabeth said depressed, COVID and anger, but turning it around. Good for you, Elizabeth. Good for you. So see, when we give too much and our immune system isn't at full optimal operation, that's when some of that, you know, sickness or disease or illness or whatever can get in there. So you got to put yourself first. You really do. Neck pain only. Well, that's good. I mean, I'm glad you're not, you know, but I hope your neck pain is better. I hope your neck pain is better. Tiffany said yes about the tissue and the toilet paper and all of that. She's been getting the brand Caboo, C-A-B-O-O, from Canada. So you guys maybe check that out. Yes, that's a little bit disturbing. Jeez, it's like there's stuff in everything. Everything. Really have to watch everything. And, you know, same thing with like different materials that you put on your body. Because of chemicals and there's like so much stuff to research like that. And we're always learning something new, always. Years ago, I started using only vegan makeup. And it had no animal products in it or, you know, anything. It wasn't tested on animals. And once I found out about animal testing, I couldn't use stuff that was tested on animals. It's absolutely horrific what they do. And what these little animals endure for absolutely no reason. So anyways, about the vegan makeup. There are some higher end things that are kind of pricey, but there's a lot, there's several brands that are very affordable. And this one time, I don't know if I bought a mascara or if one of my girls might have gave it to me. I don't remember. And I used it. My eyes were burning. I looked at the package, it wasn't vegan. So my body got used to that and now it knows. And if I use something makeup that isn't, it does not, it's not pretty. It really isn't. So there's a lot of, you know, nasty chemicals and things in our makeup, our hair care products. And it takes a lot of time to do the research, to find out what this is and what that is. And there are apps you can use for, you know, makeup that's not tested on animals or makeup that is strictly vegan or makeup that is this or that. So, you know, check out stuff like that. Because it can be a lot easier when you're shopping. Now me, I would always look up all this stuff, you know, like I type in vegan makeup or vegan blush or vegan whatever. And then I would read about every single one. Then I would read the reviews. Then I would look at the ingredients. And it would take me a long time. But I only had to do that the one time because now I know what they are. And I know which ones to get when I shop. And it's just like that with any kind of product. Any kind of product. So, you know, keep that in mind. If that is something that, you know, you are concerned about. But it's stuff we have to be concerned about with everything, because a lot of things, you know, different materials maybe, or whatever we bring into our home, it releases chemicals, right? It releases some, you know, and then we're breathing that in. So we really need to be mindful of everything if we really want to have a healthy environment, indoor environment. And there's so many, I'm sure like everybody has something in particular that they might do. several things that I have found, like I learn something new every, you know, all the time. Like last year when Tiffany told us about the Celtic sea salt. So I started using that. Man, it keeps you so hydrated. It keeps you so hydrated. Because I was just drinking so much water, I felt like I was going to float away, and I still felt like I needed more. Since I've been using the Celtic salt, it's not like that. It's like, it's really true that Celtic sea salt, however this works, but it carries that water into your cells. You feel a difference. You definitely feel a difference. And then the six mix, mushroom blend, or whatever it was called. And see, Tiffany comes up with all these great things. She always finds something really awesome. And I just love that she shares it with us all. And the mushrooms are amazing, absolutely amazing. And she knows a lot about all like different supplements. And there's some that she's, you know, I don't know if it's a representative or however it works, Tiffany. But there's a lot of different things that we can be taking. Now, the thing that, like, I was thinking about today, I was like, you know, so many people are like, well, you know, I can't get this or I can't do that to try to keep myself well. But if you get sick, it's going to cost you a whole lot more money, a lot of downtime. It's going to, you know, affect your work. It's going to affect a lot of things if you become ill. So prevention is key. Prevention. Don't wait until something happens. And what got me thinking about that is I was thinking about how, like, my grandkids will go every year for a well child visit. And the insurance company doesn't charge a copay for that. They just, you know, they get to go. But they do charge when you're sick. But I was thinking, you know, a lot of times, you know, if you go like that ahead of time before something actually happens, then you can just make sure that you're in good health and blah, blah, blah. But most of us, we should be able to intuitively know. Years ago, I went to the doctor because I had a gallbladder attack. That's what I said it was. I just intuitively knew. And let me tell you, that was the worst pain I've ever experienced in my life. You can't get in any comfortable position. Nothing makes it any better. So I went to the doctor and I said, well, I need to have my gallbladder out because blah, 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 blah. And he's like, we're just going to, you know, check it out. We'll run some tests. Yeah. A couple of days later, he's like, yes, you need to have your gallbladder out. I don't know, like it was infected. I don't.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Remember the whole deal because it was so long ago, but I just intuitively knew. And you know, it works like that a lot if we pay attention to our bodies. Hello, Melissa, nice to see you. Yes, Tiffany said, invest in you, pay the farm, not the pharmacy. That's a good one. I like that. Ooh. Okay. Let's see. Okay, Melissa. So, yes. You know, we make an investment in ourselves because we're worth it. And you have to see the value in that. If it were someone that you loved, you would invest in them and their health. So you have to do it for yourself. You have to. And I think people, you know, we as humans, think about this every year as we get 1 year older, right? You know, we start thinking about, you know, well, this happened to so-and-so at this age or that happened to so-and-so at this age. And we can talk ourselves into a lot of things. We really can. But don't do that. Just don't do it. You know, I am happy. I am healthy. I am fit. You know, and you can tell yourself this all the time. Tell yourself over and over until you believe it. Until you believe it. There's just so much that we can do for ourselves and to create a healthy environment for ourselves. And yes, it doesn't just relate to food. A healthy environment is so much more. No toxic relationships or workplaces. You know, you have to be aware of what you're listening to, what you're watching, movies, music, everything. Hello, Sam. Sam, nice to see you. Feeling is the key. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So, just always be mindful and aware of what your body is telling you. What it is telling you, you need to rest. You need to rest. Because if you don't, and you keep pushing yourself, it's going to create a situation where you have no choice but to rest. And I can tell you that from my own experience. I have felt, where my body has felt overwhelmed and I had stuff I wanted to get done and I would just push myself and push myself and push myself. And guess what? I just wore myself down and became ill. And then I was in bed for like 3 days and couldn't do anything. So we have to listen when our body is telling us that. I do now. My body tells me it needs rest a lot. And I've been listening and I've been, resting more and not pushing myself like I used to. Everything will get done all in divine timing. Everything will get done exactly when it's supposed to. And I truly believe that. I know it's hard for people who like to have a little bit, maybe more control over their stuff, but you just got to let that go. Because anything is possible. Anything can happen at any moment. And we need to be mindful of that as well. Okay, I would love to give you guys some messages. And I know Robert had asked me. I've got Robert down and Richard. And anybody else who would like a message, you just let me know. So what we have for Robert. Okay. Elevation, Robert. I free myself from fear and trust the universe. I direct my thoughts to the beauty inside and around me. I use my spiritual strengths and knowledge to create light, and I rise above all doubt. And that is so important. That's what you need to do. Rise above any doubt, because any doubt, all doubt is going to do is create a block or an obstacle for you. So you don't want to do that. You want to make sure that you rise above that. Okay, you got Melissa, Joyce, Jan. And you can feel it when you have a situation and you're doubtful. Once you get to that point of doubt, you can feel the energy of that whole situation change. Almost like you can feel a wall go up between you and that situation. And it sounds kind of crazy, but it's very true. And once you relinquish any doubt, you will feel a clear path again. And the other card I got for you, Robert, is comfort. I am with you in your time of need, helping your heart to heal. So whatever things from the past that you have yet to heal, know that the angels are with you. Your whole entire spiritual team is with you. And they are there to help you, Robert. They are there to help you. So they will help you get past whatever you need to get past. They will help you heal and recover from whatever you need to heal and recover from. So I hope that message resonates with you, Robert. Okay, Richard. I know Richard had to go to work. Choice, Richard. I choose serenity, light, and positive energy. No matter what I go through, I choose happiness. I rise above fear and direct my thoughts to God. There we go again, rising above the fear and the doubt. I love that. That is so awesome, Richard. And, you have done a lot of work since I have known you. I don't know how many years that's been, but you have done a lot. And you can feel it in your energy. So you are clearing stuff out. You are healing old wounds. Good for you. Keep on doing that. Because as you heal those wounds, all that light is coming in. All that positive, wonderful energy is coming into your energy field. And the other card I got for you is the same one that Robert got, comfort. Comfort. I am with you in your time of need, helping your heart to heal. So whatever further healing you are working on or you need to do, Richard, the angels, your team, they're all there to help you and guide you. You just have to ask them for your help, for their help. Because, you know, we have that free will thing. So they can't just intervene and everything unless we ask. Remember, it's our journey, not theirs. So I hope that resonates with you, Richard. And okay, Jan. Let's see what we have for Jan. Okay, Jan. Vitality. I am a being of light. I accept the divine energy in my body, and every one of my cells regenerates. Yes. And the message that I get with this card is really funny because it kind of goes with this card. And this card is, says outdoors. Go outside, get some fresh air, and connect with nature to relieve stress and gain new creative ideas. So when I saw this card, the first thing that came to me was you going outside barefoot. Maybe, I don't know how cold it is in where you live, but maybe when it gets a little warmer, and put your feet on the ground. Feel that energy come up. Feel it rise through you. Feel your connection to the divine. And really open up those chakras. Just let that energy flow and keep yourself grounded. Hi, Kristen. Hi, Charlotte and Maddox. Nice to see you. So, you know, do that. I love to go barefoot, outside especially. I love the energy that I feel. I love the just feeling that connection with Mother Earth. And I've for so many years now, you know, I go barefoot like all the time. I just feel like I can't stand it when I have to put shoes on. But I love feeling that connection to the earth. And, you know, luckily for me, most of the time it doesn't get too cold here to do that. So I can go out there and walk through the grass and the dirt or whatever. Jan said, thank you. I've totally been trying to do this more after our flight blizzard up here. Oh, I didn't know you had one. Oh. Well, I'm sure, you know, spring is just right around the corner, right? For all of us. And that's always exciting. So I hope that message resonated with you, Jan. And let me pull a card for Elizabeth. It is. Okay, Elizabeth, one step at a time. One step. Oh, no, there goes your card. Let's see if I can get it. Oof. Okay, one step at a time. I see the mountain ahead and dedicate myself on taking one small step at a time. I make progress by staying focused on the present moment, the current task. Thus, I regain my ease of living. That's pretty awesome. I really like that. Take one step at a time, you know, towards taking better care of yourself. You don't have to do it all at once. But look at the card that came with it from the other deck. Nurture, nurture yourself more. And as you nurture a child, you nurture your own inner child. And both of those are important for you right now. They're saying that you need to nurture your inner child more. But you really need to, you know, focus on yourself one step at a time. You don't have to do it all at once. At really looking at what Elizabeth wants. What does Elizabeth want for herself, not for other people? You know, your kids are grown now, so you don't have to, you know, worry about them so much. You can focus your energy on you and what is important in your life. I'm not saying your children aren't important. That's not what I mean. But, you know, what are your goals? Where do you see yourself in 3 years, in 5 years? What are those things that you've always wanted to do but haven't done yet? You need to look at all of that because it's all going to tell you something. Hello, Robin. Nice to see you. Okay, Sam, I've got you down. And this one is for Melissa. See what we have for Melissa. Okay, it says harmony. I open myself to the divine being within me. I am the image of God. Thus, I have the power to bring light into my life. I turn any darkness in me into something beautiful. In the absence of resentment, anger, or doubt, I find harmony. That is so beautiful, Melissa. And you do. And you know how to do that. You know how to take that, anything that's maybe dark or negative. And I'm not necessarily saying just within yourself. But you know how to take any of that and turn it into light and something beautiful. So by continually opening yourself to the divine, you are allowing this to happen. You are allowing all that beautiful light and energy to come in. And not only is it helping to, you know, bring more light to you to help balance you, but it is also going out to all those people that you help. And the other card I got, you are a natural counselor and many people benefit from your guidance and reassurance. How true is that? Friday nights at 8 p.m., Melissa's show, Joyful Findings. Check that out. You will find out people always benefit from her wisdom, from her experience, from her her knowingness, from what she can see and feel. And that helps people so much, way beyond what, you know, you might really think. And Robin's show, Cosmic Soul Food, is on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Check her show out. Robin does charm readings, among a lot of other stuff, but that's just something really different in case you didn't know that. Elizabeth said, chip away at it. Love the nurture. So spot on, Ruth. Love this. Awesome. Thank you. You're welcome. Hello, Devin. Nice to see you here. Devin. Okay. Now, Sam. See what we have for Sam. Sam also got the harmony card. And I like that because, you know, when things are in harmony, they're balanced, right? And they're all working together. Oh, you're welcome, Robin. And they're all working together. So the harmony card says, I open myself to the divine being within me. I am the image of God. Thus, I have the power to bring light into my life. I turn any darkness in me into something beautiful. In the absence of resentment, anger, or doubt, I find harmony. Yes. And, you know, when you get to that place of balance, when everything in your life is working together, that's when you do find that harmony. And I love this other card, too, overcoming difficulties, Sam. And it says, the worst is now behind you, and you are surmounting any previous challenges. So the worst is now behind you. So continue to open yourself up to all this wonderful energy, to all of the light, because it is continuing to heal you. It is continuing to heal you. And when you get rid of any of those feelings of like anger or resentment or doubt, then you can move into that place of harmony within yourself. And, you know, when everything is working together in balance and it's harmonious, you know, that's a very powerful place for you to be. So I hope that resonates with you, Sam. Okay. Joyce. Let's see what we have for Joyce. Pretty interesting how two totally different decks, a lot of these messages are like companions to the other one. Okay, Joyce, belief. It says belief. And it says, I believe in myself, the beauty of life, and the goodness of God. Thus, I have the power to fulfill my dreams. The will of the Almighty supports me. My life is showered in divine light, and my heart opens to the power of the universe. Well, that's a really powerful card, Joyce. And you are so totally supported on this side and the other side. You've got that spiritual team. You know, ooh, this is interesting. That spiritual team is there to help you. All of your angels, your creator, source, they're all there rooting you on. And you have the power to fulfill anything that you have the ability to dream. Know that. That there is nothing you holding you back. Nothing is holding you back except for your own thoughts or ideas around the situation. And the other card I got for you is Hello from Heaven. Hello from Heaven. So know that your loved ones in heaven are doing great. And when I saw this card, I immediately felt like it was your brother. So let go of anything, any worries you may have about how they're doing. Know that they're always around you, all of your loved ones. Always around you, Joyce. So I hope that resonates with you. Okay, Sarah. If you would like a message and, you know, I missed you, please know it wasn't intentional and just pop it down there in the chat box again. And this is for Sarah. Oh, Sarah. Inner work, Sarah. Inner work. And it says, God brings me ideal situations for my inner healing. As I become aware of my weaknesses, I turn them into strengths. I direct my thoughts toward the light and see the positive side of every stage of my life. Darkness turns into courage. Thus, I get stronger. And that's what happens when we do the inner work, when we do the healing, when we let go of things, we become a lot stronger. We empower ourselves. And that's what you have been doing. And once you let go of some of these, you know, I don't want to say necessarily darker areas within you, but unhealed wounds. When you heal them and let that stuff go, more and more light comes in. And that's what you are doing. So continue that, because as you do your healing, like it says, ideal situations for your healing, for your inner healing. So things are going to fall onto your path that are going to help you with this. And the other card I got for you is peace. Peace. And it says, peace comes from remembering that only love is real. Only love is real. That's very, very powerful. And when you work through all of that healing that you have to do, you will find that inner peace, and it will stay with you. It's not like you'll find a peaceful moment here and there. You will feel that inner calmness, that inner balance, because all that other stuff's going to be gone. And that's so exciting. Okay, I hope that resonates with you, Sarah. Joyce said, thank you so much. On target. My brother has been coming up lately a lot. My daughter gets political texts with his name on them. His phone number was nothing like hers. He wasn't big into politics either. Interesting. Thank you for sharing that, Joyce. Kristen, a new opening. A new opening. When one door closes, I am confident another will open, and it will be for my betterment. I accept that life brings challenges and acknowledge the opportunity and learning they present to me. Serenity comes from within. Wow. And yes, when one door closes, another one always opens. When one thing ends, something else begins. And a lot of times, you know, we think to ourselves, well, you know, I don't like change, or I don't want any new beginnings. I like where things are now. But everything that happens helps us to evolve and to, you know, become more and more of who we are meant to be and who we came here to be. So always welcome, you know, changes. Always welcome that growth and evolution and betterment in your life. And the other card I got for you was, notice the loving guidance you hear inside your mind or from other people. Clairaudience. And I feel like you do get messages. And, you know, a lot of times you will hear maybe a conversation between two total strangers, but it will be a message for you. It's crazy. Things are crazy like that. They work like that. So notice any messages that you get. Anytime you're guided to do this instead of that, notice, start being more mindful of that, because that's all your angels, your guides, your ancestors. They are all there communicating with you. Sarah said, thank you so much. It resonates very much. I have recently bought 2 books for more deep healing work, inner work. Very good. Spot on. Awesome. Oh. Okay, Devin. Let's see what we have for Devin today. And if you guys aren't busy, Sunday, well, I assume Sunday, Tiffany, are you having your show Sunday? I know it's Super Bowl Sunday. But Tiffany has a wonderful show every Sunday at 8 p.m. called Spiritual Insight. And, you know, she has a lot of really cool things that she talks about on there. You guys should definitely check out her show every Sunday. And Devin, it says goodness. Goodness. I love this green color. I refine my character and overcome difficulties by remaining positive. I calm my heart and illuminate my intellect to transform shadow into light. I consciously manifest goodness in and around me. I improve my qualities for the benefit of all. You know, I love that. I love where it says, I overcome difficulties by remaining positive. Yes, you know, there are so many things that happen to us humans just in an average day that could, you know, really get us down. But when we look at it in a positive, from a positive perspective, it changes everything. It changes everything. So continue with your positive attitude. Continue to see the whole picture. And continue not to let, you know, little things get you down. See the positive, see it from the positive perspective. And the other card is, you know what to do. You know what to do. Trust your inner knowledge and act upon it without delay. All, you know, trust those thoughts that you have. Trust the ideas that you have. They're coming to you for a reason, Devin. For a reason. So know that. Know that they are coming to you for a reason. And really be mindful of any information that you're getting, of any messages that you're getting. Be very, very mindful. I hope that resonates with you, Devin. And I love that positive attitude. That's so awesome. Well, it looks like we are about out of time. Thank you guys so much for joining me tonight. I've had so much fun being here. I absolutely, you know, I look forward to this week, this hour, all week long, every week. I love the time that we get to spend together. I love the energy exchange. I love all the love that I feel from you guys. You know, you guys are really awesome. So I want to thank everybody so much for being here. I love you guys so much, and I will see you next week. Everyone have a great week. Good night.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.